IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hello there. Good morning. How you doing, listen? Hope you're well. Hope you're warm. Starting us off. Three-door Michael English. Starting off with this one. Lily White and Jimmy Brown.
When Lily White met Jimmy Brown, they were the talk of every town. The people spoke for miles around about their love affair. For Lily was a simple girl, and Jimmy thought the world of her. And when they stepped out on the floor, the folks would stop and stare. They'd meet down by the river, and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. No matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown. For Lily White came from Kildare, and Jimmy came from County Clare. They meet in secret just for fear they break their mother's hearts. But they hatched a plan one sunny day that they would finally have their way. They'd marry in the month of May and never more would part. Ah, they'd meet down by the river and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. Ah, no matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown. Oh! He'd throw her up and catch her fall, spin her round and round the hall. And every night they'd have a ball and always paint the town. She thought she'd lead a single life, but Jimmy knew he'd find a wife. And that all changed the day that Lily White met Jimmy Brown. And they'd meet down by the river, and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. No matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown. And they'd meet down by the river and they'd dance the night together. Then he'd take her for a walk and leave her home when the sun went down. And no matter what the people said, they promised each they both would wed. And wedding bells were ringing loud when Lily White met Jimmy Brown.
Glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. On board the plane, I sip a drink while waiting for the meal. Just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me, making sure that I won't sleep. And a flight's too full to find another seat. So back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down. And I aged 10 years just waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. So it's back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. So back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. It's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Hello, this is Michael English, and you are listening to my good friend Gerry Byrne on IrishRadio.org.
The moon was bright, the night was clear. No breeze came over the sea. When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, the flowers bedecked the mountainside, and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of the rose of Allendale. Where'er I wandered, east or west, though fate began to lure, a song still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. When tempest lashed our lonely bark and rent her quivering sail, one maiden's form withstood the storm. 'Twas the rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale.
as the rose of Allendale. And when my fevered lips were parched on Afric's burning sands, she whispered hopes of happiness and tales of distant lands. My life has been a wilderness unblessed by fortune's wheel. Had fate not linked my love to hers, the rose of
of three in a row there. That's a nice resume, little offering from Michael English. Good one is, that is the Rules of Allendale, also Home Away from Home, and Lily White and Jimmy Brown. Good to have you along. Good morning. Chilly morning it is in this part of the world, I can tell you. It's sort of slightly heating up, but still very, very cold. Anne Fahy, good morning. How are you doing? Hi, Liz Maddox. Liz, good to have you along. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle. Hi, Ken Roberts in Australia, where I believe the temperature is hot, hot, hot. Heather Roberts and I, Heather, hopefully we've got you, Dawn, along as well. Hopefully you're in good form and fine fettle. John Leahy, how are you doing, John? Good to have you along. Hopefully that all is well in Derry Noose in South County Armagh. Carol Forbes, hi Carol. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well and in good form. Today is Cigarettes Are Hazardous to Your Health Day, which is true. Heritage Treasures Day, International Parity at Work Day, International Thank You Day. Also, it's Cosrae Constitutional Day. It's Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day. It's also in the US National Arkansas Day. Girl Hug Boy Day. Why not? Hot Toddy Day. Also, Human Trafficking Awareness Day. It's also Milk Day. Tara Day, if your name is Tara. Vision Board Day. No longer New Year's Day, certainly not. It's about 11 days away, isn't it? Also, Secret Pal Day, Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. Not clever. And World Sketchnote Day, who knew? Ross and his music, Sonny Good There. And the Mrs. Emperor and Ryan Turner, a brand new recording from Ryan Turner. Good song too. It's called Pure Love.
Pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch, you in the morning. Baby, it's pure love. 90, 90, 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me. Bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy. Pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch, you in the morning. Pure love, you're the picture of pure love. 90, 90, 44, 100% pure love. Honey and Captain Crunch, and you in the morning. Pure love, you're the picture of pure love. 90, 90, 44, 100% pure love. 90, 90, 44, 100% pure love. 90, 90, 44, 100% pure love.
Stuff, nice song, pure love. That's Ryan Turner. Good morning, listener. Hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle for this Saturday. Chilly and cold Saturday, I'd have to say it is too. Mary, my love. Mary, how are you doing? Good to have you along. Hopefully that. And John Leahy saying, white with snow last evening. Nature clean up overnight. Green everywhere and raining today. Yeah, that was the forecast indeed for Ireland for the moment. But I believe the cold weather is not yet finished. I think it's still got a little way to go, come back again. Hopefully that all is well for you for this Saturday, and you're fine fettle and good form for today. Hardly 11 days into the brand new year. Wow, just shows you. Time flying, isn't it? Today it's the world's first national state lottery. It was in 1569. The very first recorded lottery in England was drawn when St. Paul's Cathedral in London. The first prize was £5,000. Other prizes included silver plate, tapestries and a high-quality linen cloth. Hi, Moya Loftus. Good to have you along, Moya. Hopefully you're well. Long, long-standing listener. Gerard Brown says 7 degrees, plus 7, that is, in Wicklow. Wow.
In comes the train, the whole platform shakes. It stops with a shudder and the screaming of brakes. The parting has come, my weary heart aches. I'm leaving my Nancy, oh. You stand there so calmly, determinedly gay. You speak of the weather and events of the day. But your eyes tell me all that your tongue cannot say. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. So come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder. Let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. My suitcase is lifted and stowed on the train. A thousand regrets whirl around in my brain, and the ache in my heart is a black sea of pain. I'm leaving my Nancy, but you stand there so calmly, so lovely to see, and the grip of your hand is an unspoken plea. You're not fooling yourself, and you're not fooling me. Goodbye, my Nancy, so come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder. Let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. My time has run out, the whistle has blown, and here I must leave you all standing alone. We had so little time, and now the time's gone. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And as the train starts gently to roll, I lean out the window to wave and to call. I see the first tears as they trickle and fall. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. So come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder. Let me hold one more time before the whistle blows.
Oh, a lovely, lovely song. That is Johnny Lockery and Leaving Nancy. Hello and a very good morning. Good to have you along. Moya Loftus, John Gilheeny, he's got a brand new song. It's The Photos on the Wall.
Come on, let's take a trip down old memory lane, when kids would walk to school barefoot in the rain. Of days work in the fields, stories true and tall, scenes to make you dream, the photos on the wall. Granddad raking hay, uncle spading turf, folk in a doorway, shy and full of mirth. Girls with hair piled high at the old dance hall, scenes to make you dream, the photos on the wall. Serenading an old world fading, a simpler place and time. Reflection, soul connection, now and then in rhyme. La, 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 my folks about those far-off days. Sees their blue eyes shine through old Ireland's haze. We never will forget those we owe our all. Scenes to make you dream, photos on the wall. Serenading an old world fading, a simpler place and time. Folk reflection, soul connection, now and then in rhyme. The photos on the wall, the photos on the wall, the photos on the wall.
As you promise, more than all the miles command, you must have yourself a change of heart halfway through the drive, because your voice tailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I'm stuck between my anger and the blame I cannot face, and memories or something, even drinking cans does not replace. And now I'm terrified of weather, I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the plains. And I love her mom, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, I'll just start playing the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you. Something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. And now I'm no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still don't call me back. And I love her mom, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, I'll just start playing. The season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, I'll just start playing the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I dream each night of some version of you.
Of the Blarneys there, and Stick Season, Plus, we'd John Gilhee there and photos on the wall. Great to have you along, listen. Hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle for today. Irish Radio on this Saturday morning. Today, back in 1571, the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian II grants Austrian nobility the freedom of religion. Generous of him. Today, back in 1709, Colley Cibber's play Rival Fools premiered in London. It was a long time ago. It's good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well and in good form. If you fancy request dedication, wherever else it is, just shoot me an email to Jerry, G-R-R-Y, at irishradio.org. Simon Foster shall get that song for you on the way, just a little bit later on. Pauline Howe, how you doing, Pauline? Hopefully that you're well, and hopefully that still getting over the flu second week. It's minus four at the moment. Icy cold. Oh, boy. Yes, indeed it is. But those are the things that happen. Getting that up on Twitch, getting it back again to it's frozen. Yes. Thank you indeed, Pauline. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you and John are well soon. Irish Radio it is. And a very, very special best wishes and a very happy new year to everyone of the beautiful people I met in Ireland or on Irish sites. Hi to Julie, Mick, Brian, Daniel, Robert, John Joe's bar in Kilcar, all the rest of the crew. And that's from Lee to say very, very special best wishes to you all as requested. Hi to you all. Julie, Mick, Brian, Daniel, Robert, all the crew and John Joe's in Kilcar.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home. To the old folk, or they're getting on, and treat them to late nights, sing a few songs, we'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell. The days lie around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who've gone, and hope they're proud of their wandering son. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I
Oh, cracking song. Mick Flavin there. Home to Donegal. And hi, happy new year to everyone. All the beautiful people I met in Ireland. From hi to Julie, Mick, Brian, Daniel, Robert, and all the crew in John Joe's bar in Kilcar. That's from Lee. To say very, very special best wishes to you. Irish Radio, it is a good morning, list. I hope you're well. Hopefully that all is going well. And Pauline Howe, I shall get one of those artists for you on the way later on. And John, listen, get well soon. So many people with the virus and all the rest of the stuff going around at the moment.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Hi, Gerard O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my 4 shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Tuesday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Wednesday night from 10 until midnight. Or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me, Oscalara hat.
In between the hopping and the trotting.
Hi, it's DJ Terry here. Join me every Saturday here on irishradio.org between 1 and 3, or every Monday night from 8 to 10, playing the best of Irish music live here on irishradio.org.
Hi, it's Martin here from the Tongue of Paddy's, and you're tuned in to Jerry Byrne on irishradio.org.
Well, I try my best tonight.
I'm a dreamer, but I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars, 'cause I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays over thinking, will I find a better plan? Well, I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays over thinking, will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh, just the way I am. Whoa, just Then the weekend's over drinking, Monday's over thinking, will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am.
Just the way I am, Tumbling Paddies. Sad news from the Luton community. A former 2018 Person of the Year in Luton, Catherine Martin, a truly selfless woman giving her time volunteered for Raffles numerous events and also volunteering in the Holy Ghost Parish Centre in Luton. Catherine, alas, has passed away, passing on. Our deepest and sincere sympathies to everyone concerned. A lovely, lovely lady indeed, who's to pass on our very, very special best wishes. Pauline John Howe. Billy McFarland, Wonderland by Night. Billy McFarland, Hi Pauline and John Howe. Get well soon. Nasty virus going around at the moment, the flu thing that sort of everybody has. Irish Radio has requested Simon Foster, hi to you. Nancy Allen, Hugo Duncan, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and stormy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowed through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. And their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath you could feel. And a bolt of fear went through him as he thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming high and he heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-a, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear them cry.
As the riders passed on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on a range. Well, then, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you won't ride. Trying to catch the devil's hair across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-a, yippee-i-o, yippee-i-a, Ghost Riders in the Sky, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Ah, Christ, off the air, about Tony Ella, Hugo Duncan, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Paul Millan, Paul, how you doing? Good to have you along. Marion Curry, singer extraordinaire in Enniskillen. Good to have you along, Marion, and Ali Harron as well. Great to have you with us. Joan Feely, hi to you, Joan. Good to have you along. Mary Millan, hi to you, Mary. Also, John Foley in South of Chicago. John, good to have you along for this early morning. Anthony Murphy, Tony, how you doing? Good to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well. Shani Coe, hi, Shani. Great to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well in your world for today. And Mary Dooley, hi to you, Mary. Good to have you along. Peggy Barry, hi, Peggy. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well and in good form and fine fettle on this Saturday. Irish Radio it is, on a chilly Saturday it is for this part of the world anyhow. Hopefully that all is going well. Today, in 1759, the very first American life insurance company was incorporated in Philadelphia. That certainly took off.
Happy New Year.
Oh, very well, I must be on my way.
DJ Liz Maddox here. Please join me on Tuesday nights on irishradio.org from 7 to 9, playing all your favourite tunes.
Yep, be sure to join Liz. Thank you very much, indeed, Christine Page. Thank you, indeed. Belated, happy and healthy 2025. hoping warm and well. Sure are bright and frosty morning. Sister dear Rita's granddaughter Emily became engaged to Craig in Edinburgh, wishing them every happiness. I expect Sister would have wanted to give him the once over, but he's genuinely a lovely man. Plus, good wishes to Sister's granddaughter Sally, who returns to Bristol Uni today. Quite a journey over here. It's hoping it all goes well. Please play Brian Kennedy's Life, Love and Happiness for us all down south and up in Marple, not forgetting cousins June, Pat and Songbird Alice in Feltham. Very special best wishes. That's from Christine in a sunny Harlington with Ginger Tom William and Charlie Pumpkin. Meows all round. Just for you, as requested, for all the crew. This is Brian Kennedy's Life, Love and Happiness.
Will you walk with me through this world and never let me down? Oh, listen now. Can you hear a sound? Look, we have found another day ends peacefully. Oh, oh, now tell me, is this the way it's meant to be? Gonna last, and we hope for more, but my heart is so unsure. Another
of Live, Love and Happiness. Cracking stuff. That is Brian Kennedy. Hi, Christine. Also, congratulations to Emily, who became engaged to Craig. Hi to all the rest of the clan. Sally returning to Bristol. And best wishes to you all. Hopefully that life is going well. For the London Irish, the death has occurred of Anne Feely of Feely's Tavern in South London, Clapham, in South London, Feely's Free House. Anne, who is originally from Roundstone in County Galway, passed away in St. George's Hospital. Now there's a mass taking place, reception into the Corpus Christi Church, 11 Trent Road, Brixton, Southwest 2, on this Wednesday, the 15th of January at 5 p.m. She will be repatriated to Roundstone on the 17th of January, passing on our deepest and sincere sympathies to the entire family circle there, to the children, grandchildren.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Jerry Byrne, streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Whenever people ask me what I do, I say I've been known to sing a song or two. Theatres, marquees and dance halls, some might say I've almost done it all. I'm right behind the spotlight of my life. I'm a loving mother and a wife. I've been blessed, my family understand, they know I've just got country music in my soul. And I've been up, I've been down, every city, every town. The silver dollar queen who laid the blanket on the ground.
Song written by Derek Ryan, My Life, My Music, My Memories. Tom Deniff, how you doing? Tom Amora, Joan Feely, hi to you. Josie Norman Leon, great to have you with us. Listen, I hope you're well. Hopefully all going good.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Weekend news roundup across Ireland. Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the plans remain on track for the partial reopening of Holyhead Port next Thursday. Mr Harris spoke by phone with the Welsh First Minister earlier. Speaking to media afterwards, Mr Harris said that while Holyhead Port will have to make adjustments to its schedule, it hopes to operate the same volume of sailings as it did prior to its closure last month. An estimated 3.7 million was recovered for the public purse in Ireland in 2023 following reports by whistleblowers. According to the first annual report into the operation of whistleblowing legislation, the Department of Public Expenses, National Development Plan Delivery and Reform. The share of electricity in Ireland supplied by wind fell during 2024 due to grid constraints, an energy company has said. Wind Energy Ireland said that despite the wind supplying nearly a third of all electricity to the island of Ireland last year, the share of electricity provided by wind was down 3% compared to 2023. Talks to agree a new programme of government are expected to intensify over the coming days, with Fine Gael leader Simon Harris saying his aim is to form a government that can deliver five budgets. An 18-hour crackdown on TV and radio alcohol advertising has officially come into force. The watershed ban ensures a daytime broadcasting ban on alcohol advertising with no advertisements for alcohol products on television from 3 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on radio on weekdays from 3 p.m. to 10 a.m. the following morning. A 42-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Paula Canty in Mallow and County Cork last Friday. Joe Buckler of Belfry in Mallow appeared before Middleton District Court. Miss Canty's body was found in her home on Bridewell Lane on Friday of last week. A mother of two killed in Mallow and County Cork last Friday became the first woman killed in Ireland for 2025. Sparking renewed discussions about femicide and gender-based violence across the country. A woman aged in her 30s has been arrested in connection with an investigation into riots in Dublin in November of 2023. A 29-year-old man has appeared in court charged with the attempted murder of an off-duty police officer near Belfast earlier this week. Kyle Nell of Town and Drive in Newton Abbey faces eight other charges linked to the incident on Monday. Police officers were called to the Beverly Drive area of Newton Abbey after a serving police officer was shot with what appears to have been his own gun. The Irish Prison Service has confirmed that a prisoner has escaped from custody while on escort to Talla Hospital. Gothie have been notified of the incident and said that the man, who was in his 40s, absconded in the early hours of the morning. It's understood that the prisoner was receiving care at the hospital for a number of days. A man in his 30s has been arrested as part of an investigation into a number of romance fraud complaints. It's alleged that victims have been targeted through a variety of popular dating apps. In a planned operation, a search warrant was executed at a residence in Dublin. The family of a Belfast man found dead in Spain have had an emotional homecoming. Billy George, whose son John had been on holiday in Alicante when he went missing last month, said that he would have stayed if John's body had not been found. The 37-year-old father of two from West Belfast was last in touch with his family on the 14th of December. A TD has called for a free-of-charge state-run death notice website following the decision by RIP.ie to charge €100 for funeral listings and the possible emergence of multiple online rival platforms. It follows the acquisition of the popular death notices website by the Irish Times Group last year and the introduction of new charges from this month, which some funeral directors have described as excessive given that notices were previously free of charge. While traditional Irish mourning rituals remain strongly established, technology now plays an important and accepted role. Research from University College Cork has found. Researchers also found that there is growing recognition of the established role that live streaming and the use of online condolences such as RIP.ie now have on the social dimension of mourning in Ireland. Ireland has joined South Africa's case against Israel, the International Court of Justice has confirmed. A file has been forwarded to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution in relation to its investigation into the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal, Gothie have confirmed. The Moriarty Tribunal was established in 1997 to look into the financial affairs of the former Taoiseach Charles Haughey and former Fine Gael Communications Minister Michael Lowry. A Northern Ireland MP has described herself as a survivor of abuse while speaking in the House of Commons in London and outlined her experience of receiving rape threats. Saoirse Eastwood of the Alliance Party said a member of the public came up and said that they wanted to rape her during a school visit she was leading at Parliament Buildings in Stormont. The estimated annual salary of a stay-at-home parent in Ireland has been calculated at €57,140, according to new research. The analysis was carried out by pension and life insurance provider Royal London Ireland. Irish food, drink and horticulture exports were worth €17 billion last year, according to Bourbia, a record high. The figure represents a 5% increase on 2023, according to its export performance and prospects report for 2024-25. And finally, three sisters from Tyrone and County Kerry are the winners of this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. Kira Socha and Leisha Murphy won for their project called Aid Care Treat, a medical assistance app designed to support emergency healthcare response. And that's it, just some of the news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
I believe that time was on our side. Had faith in what we were. Took it in my stride. Hanging on to every word you said. Dreaming dreams for two of better times ahead. You're the only life I ever loved. I placed you high with the stars above. The one regret that I dream of. You're the only life I ever loved.
So sweet, swing me all around the floor.
myself. The Girl for You, Olivia Douglas. Plus before that, Derek Ryan, Olivia Douglas, and The Only Lie I Ever Loved, Donald Lilas. Hi, Donald. It's good to have you along. And Fahy, hopefully life is good. Today, back in 1864, Charing Cross Station opened in London. Just some of the things that happened from today. And today we say a very, very special happy birthday, a young 80, Jennifer Walton.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Jennifer Walter, Jennifer, a very, very happy birthday today. The Big 8-0. Phyllis McSweeney, how you doing, you Greenwich? Jennifer Walter, just for you, as requested. This is Daniel O'Donnell. Lovely, lovely song, I Need You.
If you should ever think of leaving, don't let it go too far. The love of a lifetime. Darling, that's what you are. And now that I've found you, I'll be counting on you to love me forever. 'Cause I need you, honest, I do. Every single day my love for you keeps growing more and more. The lips of an angel never kissed me before. And now that I've found you, I'll be counting on you. No man is an island, and I need you, honest, I do. It took an awful lot of looking to find you. Oh, what a time I've been through. 'Cause darling, it's not very easy finding an angel like you. The two of us together, hand in hand, we stand at heaven's door. Together forever, I'll be yours evermore. And now that I've found you, I'll be counting on you to love me forever. I do. The two of us together, hand in hand, we stand at heaven's door. Together forever, I'll be yours evermore. And now that I've found you, I'll be counting on you to love me forever. 'Cause I need you, honest, I do. To love me forever, 'cause I need you, honest, I do.
Oh, lovely song, Daniel O'Donnell, I Need You. And that's very special. Jennifer Walter, Jennifer, very, very happy birthday. Hubby had the birthday just a few days ago. Happy birthday to him. And Jennifer, very, very happy birthday today. Stat Machine, the 8-0. Did you know Antarctica isn't actually owned by any single nation? Instead, the continent is governed by many of the world's countries through the Antarctic Treaty. The first signatories of the treaty were the seven nations that had some form of territorial claim. That was the UK, Norway, New Zealand, France, Chile,
Argentina and Australia. And today in 1897, a lady called Martha Hughes Cannon took office as the first woman state senator in the US in Utah after defeating her own husband in elections. There you go, being you. Ken Roberts, just for you. A great version of this on Mary Rose, me and Bobby McGee. So me and Bobby McGee, and Mary Rose, Ken Roberts, how you doing, Ken? Good to have you along. The author of James Bond novels wrote the first book to take his mind off the fear of getting married. Believe it or not, Ian Fleming was a bachelor. He was 44 when he wrote the first James Bond novel, Casino Royale, in 1952. Some authors doubt the dismissal, but claim he simply wrote it as a quick cash job. Makes a heck of a story, doesn't it? Irish Radio. Today, back in 1919, Romania Annexus Transylvania still has it today. Sean Gallagher, hi Sean, afternoon to you. Hope you're well, hope you're in good form and fine fettle. Crikey's on Jimmy Buckley, that Blue Ridge Mountain girl.
It's so cold here in Chicago. The wind can cut you like a knife. Another dime, another dollar. What a way to spend your life. She was young and I was restless. I set off to win the world. Said goodbye to my Virginia and my Blue Ridge Mountain girl. You can see her standing by the window. There's nothing sadder in the world than those green eyes all red from crying of my Blue Ridge Mountain girl. Bright. As I lay here in the darkness, she lives by another side. I've got money in my pocket, silver rings that I wear, but I'd trade them all this minute for the gold that's in. See her standing by the window. There's nothing sadder in the world than those green eyes all red from crying of my Blue Ridge Mountain girl. You can see her
everyone, this is Jimmy Buckley, and you're listening to my friend Jerry Byrne on Irish Radio.
Irish Radio it is. Betty Reynolds, how are you doing, Betty? Good to have you along. Listen, I hope you're well. Thank you very much for the New Year wishes. Don't have a name on that one, but a very, very belated Happy New Year to you and yours. Please, my birthday request, very specially for Alice Ryan, who is celebrating her birthday on Monday. Alice, a very, very happy birthday to you. It was Annie Song by Johnny Lockery. Played Johnny Lockery a little bit earlier on. Sending you, Alice, and all the rest best, special best wishes. Eileen O'Sullivan, Eileen, lovely to have you along. And Alice, a very, very happy birthday for this Monday. Listen, you have one great day.
Hi, it's Mas Jackman here, and you're listening to IrishRadio.org.
This release going a storm for him, it is Tomas Jackman, Only You.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving further away. Watching near me, all I needed was a love you gave. All I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you. ache no more. Wonder if you'll understand. It's just a touch of your hand behind the closed door. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you.
Just Christ off. Only you, Tomas Jackman. Afternoon, listen, hope you're in good form and find fettle for this Saturday chilly, cold one it is. Phyllis Vick Studio with the flu. Listen, get well soon, Phyllis. Hopefully that all is going well. Alice Nolan, thank you for the message. Please pay a request for my son, Christopher Nolan, over in Hersham in Surrey. Christopher, like a strong mountain Wicklow man, is continuing building his new porch despite the weather with the help of son Killian. Carly cracking on with the design of the new front door. Carly can't wait for somewhere to store the endless rucksacks, shoes, boots, trainers, horse boots, PE gear, Irish dancing shoes, and now Gaelic footballs and boots. As requested, no problem at all. Here we go. Let the people sing. Christopher, good to have you along. I'll hope you're well.
For those who are in love, there's a song that's warm and tender. For those who are oppressed, in song you can protest. So liberate your mind and give your soul expression. Open up your hearts, I'll sing for you this song.
Let the people sing their stories and their songs and the music of their native land. Their lullabies and battle cries and songs of hope and joy. So join us hand in hand. All across this ancient land, throughout the test of time, it was music that kept their spirits free, those songs of yours and of mine.
It was back in ancient times, the bard would tell his stories of the heroes, of the villain, of the chieftain in the glen. To Elizabethan times and Cromwell in war and fury, for the pipers to the sword, kill the harpers and the bards.
Let the people sing their stories and their songs and the music of their native land. Their lullabies and battle cries and songs of hope and joy. So join us hand in hand. All across this ancient land, throughout the test of time, it was music that kept their spirits free, those songs of yours and of mine.
Ireland, land of song, your music lives forever. In its valleys, in its mountains, in its hills and in its glen. Our music did survive through famine and oppression. To the generations gone, I'll sing for you this song.
Let the people sing their stories and their songs and the music of their native land. Their lullabies and battle cries and songs of hope and joy. So join us hand in hand. All across this ancient land, throughout the test of time, it was music that kept their spirits free, those songs of yours and of mine.
Let the people sing. Hi to you, Christopher Nolan, building a porch. Fair play in this weather. Wowee. Today, back in 1922, insulin was first used on humans when a gentleman called Frederick Banting injected 14-year-old Canadian Leonard Thompson to treat his diabetes. Hard to believe before that it was totally untreatable illness. Irish Radio.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick Hams and Cooked Limerick Hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Hi, Ger O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my four shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Tuesday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Wednesday night from 10 until midnight. Or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me, old Scudara
hat. In between the hotman and the trotman.
Hi, it's DJ Terry here. Join me every Saturday here on irishradio.org between 1 and 3, or every Monday night from 8 to 10, playing the best of Irish music live here on irishradio.org.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns were satin gowns in a high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? And if you
can't find a friend to sing at the radio,
and if you
can't find
listen to the radio.
I left a handsome two-step good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa and he's looking for a supper, wondering what's become of me. Guitar in the back seat of my car. I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on.
And if you
can't find a friend, sing out the radio.
And if you
can't find a friend, sing out the radio. Radio, oh, listen to the radio. Radio,
oh,
you're going to listen to the radio. Sound advice. Leave the cartridge together with Tully. Four lasses. On the way, 1 o'clock, it's DJ Terry. I'm Jerry Byrne. It's good to have you along. Hopefully well. Do you know the most popular car model in the world is the Toyota Hilux? The rugged pickup truck is known around the world for its incredible versatility. With that said, it should come as no surprise that half of the top-selling countries for Hiluxes are in Africa, where the true metal of the cars is tested on a day-to-day basis. In fact, four out of the top six car models worldwide are actually Toyotas. The other three are Toyota Corolla, RAV4, and the Land Cruiser. Who knew?
Just bear my mention.
Hi everyone, Amber Campbell here. You're listening to Jerry Byrne on Irish Radio. This is my new single, Build My Mansion.
off of young Amber Campbell there. Hey, build my mansion. Did you know Panama hats aren't originally from Panama, but they're actually from Ecuador? These stylish hats have been known to the Western world since the 1800s. I've been seen on the heads of many famous people, including Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt, and also Brad Pitt, believe it or not. Today, back in 1935, Amelia Earhart, the famous pilot, flies from Honolulu to Oakland, California, non-stop. Big Tom, Amelia Earhart.
My ship out on the ocean saw us back against the sky. Amelia Earhart's flying sad that day, with her partner Captain Noonan on the 2nd of July. She fell into the ocean far away. Oh, there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, first lady of the air. SOS was here. The signal's weak, but still the voice was brave. So in shark-infested waters, the plane came down that night, in the blue Pacific to a watery grave. Oh, there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Story of that awful tragedy. Still we pray she'll fly home safe again. And in years to come, though others blaze a trail across the sky, they'll never forget Amelia and her plane. Oh, there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair.
Christ off Big Tom, Amelia Earhart, golden memory there. Today back in 1963, the Beatles released the single Please Please Me and Ask Me Why, peaking at number 2 in the UK and number 3 in the USA. Did you know that frogs actually eat with their eyes? If you get close and personal with a frog and watch it eat, you'd come away wondering why it closes its eyes every time it swallows. It's not just that they savour every bite, but it's actually biological. Frogs will close their eyes and then retract them downwards in their throat, which helps them push the food down towards their stomachs, believe it or not.
There ain't nothing like an Oklahoma morning.
Well, hello, this is Patsy. I was passing irishradio.org and I thought I'd pop in to tell you that my show, Patsy's Country Sounds, does be on Saturday from 3 until 5 and Sunday 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then on Wednesday 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and that's all happening on irishradio.org.
Smells of coffee.
Thank you, Patsy. On the way, it's Mark Gregory at 7 o'clock this evening live from Cavan. Speaking of Cavan, Mervyn Owens, the Gypsy.
Do you think you're in love with me? Will you listen to what I say? You're too young to come with me, girl. I'll soon be on my way. Stop your silly crying. How can I make you see that I'm a gypsy rover, love, and you can come with me? Go home, girl, go home. You met me at the market when your ma was not with you. You like my long brown ringlets and my handkerchief of blue.
Although I'm very fond of you and you've asked me home to tea, ah, but I'm a gypsy rover, love, and you can come with me. Go home, girl, go home. Your brother is a peeler and he would put me in jail if he knew I was a poacher and I hunt the Lord's best widow. Your daddy is a gentleman and your mammy's just as grand. Ah, but I'm a gypsy rover, love. I'll not be your husband. Go home, girl, go home. The hour's growing long, love, and your ma's expecting you. Don't tell her that you met me here or I'm a gypsy. Please go off my jacket now, your love will have to wait. See, I am 22 years old and you, you're only 8. Go home, girl, go home. Go home, girl, go home.
Cranky song, Cranky Birch there. And that's Mervyn Owens and the Gypsy. I hope you're well. Hopefully your Saturday is going well. DJ Terry on the way at 1.
Hi everybody, this is Claudia Buckley and you're listening to Jerry Byrne on irishradio.org.
And this is our brand new single, good version of the song, Tonight I'll Throw a Party.
When someone throws a party, you go out and leave me home. Tonight I'll throw a party of my own. The door. I don't care what the neighbors hear or what the neighbors see. They'll know the morning after a good time was had by me. This party that I'm throwing won't be quiet, won't be small, but it'll be the the door.
Throw a party, Claudia Buckley. Today, back in 1976, there was a military coup in Ecuador. And today, in 1981, a British team led by Ranulph Fiennes completes the longest and fastest crossing of Antarctica, reaching the Scott base after 75 days. That was a phenomenal 2,500 miles. Cracky version of the song, Gary Mangan. The streets of New York.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams.
Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all's not what it seems to be. For there's fellas what cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, then will you give this wee note to me, brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn. Me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, the young fella said, it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain, while me poor heart was jumping around with excitement. I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. But to shorten the story, what I found out that day, Benji got shut down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a coal city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my homeland so dear. I went home that December, cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a fellow on the side. And all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. And I boarded a plane, and I caught me a train, and I found myself back in the US again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and our rivers as they keep law and order on the streets of New York. La 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 la.
Ah, just great. So I shall be back with you tomorrow. Ken Roberts, say good evening. Bill Trigger, hi Bill, good to have you along. Betty Rollins, lovely life at Drumlish is good. Today, back in 2007, the author J.K. Rowling finished the seventh and last Harry Potter novel in room 552 of the Balmoral Hotel in Edinburgh. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. DJ Terry on the way. I'm back tomorrow at 11. Hopefully later on this week we'll have the charts back once again. The reason we haven't had the charts voting and all the rest of it is the app for doing it sort of has had issues with Facebook and all the rest of it. Listen, I'm leaving you with this. It's a good song. It's Pat Mulcrone of Wild Mountain Flowers. Listen, have a great remainder of Saturday. Terry on the way. Patsy on the way at 5. Jim Corbett, it's 5.
Living close to each other, went to school and played side by side. I longed for the day that I could ask her if she could be my bride. Pick some wild mountain flowers for Mary. I'd
tried hard to show her that I loved her, and I tried to make her mother understand. I picked some wild mountain flowers for Mary. I told her I'd love her today, but she said we never could man, that her mother would stand in the way. My days of youth are gone and I am happy that my time's not very far away. I picked some wild mountain flowers for Mary and placed them on her grave today.